This time I'd like to ask Sister Amna to come forth and present her poetry. Please say La Salawat.
Lying with dignity. When all of a sudden, a young girl, not much older than I, approaches me. Disgust plastered across her face as she says, "Look at you! You're the cause of all this terror, this agony, this pain we experience. Everything about you speaks error. You and your clan, all you know is violence. Everything you do is an act of defiance. Recently in Paris, you guys caused an attack. Came into the Charlie Hebdo offices with guns in hand, fully dressed in black. Wherever you're from, can you just go back?" I was surprised. What was this girl even talking about? We weren't like that. We're a peaceful bunch, caring and gentle, I wanted to shout. But she didn't give me a chance. She just went on to say all this hate, all this negative talk, her words sharp, just like a beak of a hawk. Brothers and sisters, I was in shock. She was taking our religion as a mock. And all this because I wear a hijab? For a moment, I didn't even know what to reply. I was so stunned, I felt I would cry. The only words in my mind were, "Why?" I was trying to get back to my senses. I had to say something. Her words were offensive, but more than that, bothering me was, what was I going to say in my defenses? Then finally, I said, "Girl, you had your chance to speak. So please, now kindly listen to me. The words I'm about to speak, they're not mine, but they answer all your concerns. The words are enclosed in a special letter, which I'll read to you with extreme pleasure, and I pray I can get across his beautiful words to the best I remember. The letter is written addressing people just like you, the youth who are slightly confused and don't know who to turn to. So now listen carefully as I speak his words gracefully." The letter begins, "I would like to speak to you about Islam, particularly the image that is presented to you. Attempts have been made over the past 2 decades to misguide you. They want to place this great religion in the seat of a horrifying enemy. They think this is the ultimate remedy." The remedy to what, you may ask? This is the way the West manipulates you, my friend. They want you to think they're clean, that they don't have no record of political history. They say, "No, we're no mystery. They just know how to pretend." Truth is, the histories of the United States and Europe are ashamed of slavery, embarrassed by the colonial period, and chagrined at the oppression of people of color and non-Christians. And surely don't forget their injustice and torment toward the native Indians. But they don't want the spotlight on all this crime that they have done. This is why they need someone to take the blame for the shots of their very own gun. You don't believe me? Then ask yourself, why the old policy of spreading phobia and hatred has targeted Islam and Muslims with an unprecedented intensity? You see them desperately targeting Islam and brainwashing everyone mentally. Hence, my first request to you is study and research the incentives behind the widespread tarnishing of the image of Islam. My second request is that in reaction to the flood of prejudgments and disinformation campaigns, try to gain a direct and first-hand knowledge of this religion and all its gains. The right logic requires that you understand the essence and nature of what they are frightening you about and why they want to keep you away from your Creator. Have you ever received the message of Islam from any sources other than the media? Have you ever even been or visited an Islamic academia? Receive knowledge of Islam from its primary and original sources. Breathe the true religion. You have all the resources. Gain information about Islam through the Quran and the life of its great prophet, the best of all men. Inshallah, make this your plan. I would like you to not allow the offense. offensive image buildings to create an emotional gulf between you and the reality, taking away the possibility of a judgment from you free of partiality. Surely raise new questions in your curious and inquiring mind. Don't be shy, don't be confined, don't listen to the media and everything behind, but the true meaning of Islam, you define. Only you. Acquire knowledge with a clearer conscience and lesser resentment, and then lastly give it your most honest judgment and assessment. And here, I said, is the end of the profound letter, written to you by none other than our leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Of course, I have tried my best to paraphrase his words to her, I said. I could always send you the entire letter if you want instead. And then I was done saying my part, and I was so sure the girl was going to start with her sharp words that would again rip me apart. But she didn't. She was silent. And after a few moments, she said, sometimes I forget that you are human too. Of course, I don't agree with everything you said. Like, come on, I don't even know you, but here's my email. Can you send me the letter, the one with full detail? And then she walked away. And I know she was out searching for the truth that had once wrongly been displayed. And I went about my own way, couldn't help thinking, were there more people who thought this way? And all of a sudden, I was stopped again, and again someone yelled hate, and all this negative talk, words sharp, just like a beak of a hawk. Brothers and sisters, I was in shock again. Our religion was taken as a mock. And all this because they don't know the truth.
Thank you, Sister Amina.